DC on the track, boy.
You want me to do it?
Are you doing it?
Go for it.
Hey, welcome back to Happy Fun Smiles, where every day it's your birthday and all your favorite things in life are neatly folded in front of you for you to enjoy.
It's like a cruise ship without, like, the claustrophobia.
It's like a cruise ship.
For your mind.
Where they only sell two tickets. You.
And me.
And you. Well, and Jared.
Right.
Yeah.
Come along.
Which, be ready.
Into my salty waters.
Be ready. If he has the internet, you're going to have a bad time.
Why is that?
As you'll soon find out, listening audience, Jared got mad at pork. So there is that.
Yeah, man, this was a weird one for me.
Yeah, it
thanks
was.
For turning the tables.
You do seem like you've cleared the dirty dishes out of your sink.
Oh man,
nice.
Yeah, I feel great.
Yeah, the dirty dishes of his mind, I mean. So yeah, man, welcome back to Earth. It's been really good having you back.
Have you ever listened to the song "Return of the Mac"?
You mean by Mark Morrison?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, was that how you feel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I did. You said you never turned on me.
That's so good. It's so good. My favorite thing about that is the album cover where he's sitting in a black leather recliner, and I think he's wearing all black leather. But he has a pair of handcuffs in his hand, like very provocatively, like, I don't know if I want to party with you, Mac.
That I'm already scared.
Right. Like, let's lock up your wife. Yeah, welcome back. Say thanks, Bill. Blue collar Bill. Billy. For hooking us up with the sweet gear.
Totally, man.
I think in the near future we'll be wearing a lot of shit that Bill finds for us.
Absolutely, man.
Right. So if you like something that we're wearing, we'll send you in the right direction at Blue Collar Bill on
totally.
Instagram.
Yep.
That's what he does for a living.
It's all for sale, baby.
And business is good.
Oh.
He's good at it, man. He's really good at it. Do you have any shout outs, man?
Oh, that's my main shout out. The best to ever do it. Royals for changing me.
Yeah, we went to a Royals game and Jared doesn't like sports, but we had a great time.
I did it fun.
He yelled at fireworks.
I screamed and yelled. Yeah,
you did. Anything else?
You're going to read us a quote this week.
Yeah, I think I will. You ready?
Kick it off.
There's a wonderful sense of well-being that begins to circulate up and down your spine, and you feel something that makes you almost want to smile. So what's it like to be me? Ask yourself, what is it like to be me? The only way we'll ever know what it's like to be you is if you work your best at being you as often as you can, and keep reminding yourself that's where home is. Would you like to guess who that is?
Ram Dass.
Oh, so far off. Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Just the home thing. It's always the home thing with Rom. So
yeah, he's one of the greats. So thank
Bill,
you.
Bill Murray.
Thank you, Bill. Very Bill-centric intro here.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bills.
Thanks, Bills.
Yeah. We love you so much. Thanks for sticking with us. If you want to dive deeper into some of the stuff we talk about, we're going to start doing blog posts on the website.
Yeah.
HappyFunSmilesForever.com. You can watch all of the episodes we put up, listen to every episode, and say something that intrigues you. Maybe we're gonna go a little bit deeper on it.
For sure. Yeah, just typing some words to go along with the episodes, kind of.
Yeah, we're gonna start doing that. So very cool. Designing some new stuff. Maybe we get that out soon enough. We have our birthday coming up. You wanted to maybe give the listeners a birthday present, or one listener, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Do the shirt when the new shirts come out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're gonna get a new shirt going. And then one lucky birthday boy or girl.
Yeah.
If they solve one of Jared's impossible riddles.
Exactly.
Gonna get themselves a free t-shirt.
It's
man.
Gonna be a riddle and a free t-shirt.
Yeah. So keep your ear to the ground on that one. In the meantime, we love you so much. Thanks for sticking with us. If you dig us, you know, we're trying to make this our full-time career move. Man shit.
It seems smart.
It does. It's the only move.
Yeah.
It's really the only move I want to do. So tell a friend. Tell a loved one.
Tell a kid.
Yeah, tell a kid. Tell a cop.
Tell a cop.
Not ones that live here, though.
Yeah.
We love you very much. Thanks for being part of the Happy Fun Smiles family, y'all. Yep. We'll see you on the next one. In the meantime, be nice to each other. Hug your moms.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. Bye.
Whoa.
Right?
Every time, man. Do you think it ever gets old?
No.
Right?
It doesn't.
I don't either.
It doesn't, man.
I love it. What do they call those things?
Tibetan singing bowl.
Tibetan singing bowl.
They make really big ones too, man. They're made out of like quartz.
Yeah.
The real super hippie chicks.
Okay.
The ones that are about that life that don't eat mayonnaise, those chicks.
Got you.
No salami for them.
Right.
They get big ones.
Sure they do.
They're big.
Yeah.
And they sit around and go.
You just rub your hand around it or the stick around it.
They get the stick. They got the mallet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will it ever stop if you keep it going? No.
No.
It would play forever.
Yeah, just vibrating.
With you helping it.
Right. The way the bowl is shaped, it sends all of it back down to the center.
Do you know the science on it or math? Is there like a certain frequency or a certain?
You can tune them. It's like they do like steel drums.
Sounds like some Reiki shit. Like you could heal different parts of me with different size bowls.
How do you feel about that shit, dude?
I think that anything works if you believe in it. What do you think?
Yeah, I really do believe that. But the trick to that is you got to really believe it.
Not all the time, though. Okay.
Well, I don't know. I feel like if you're going to do that, you can't half-ass it.
Yeah,
if you're working with like chi or whatever they call it, you can't mail it in, man.
I agree. But there's all you always tell this to me, like believe in yourself, believe in this and let go. And I want to use me as much as we can today of an example of how not to live your life. So please continue to like let it out, because I thought about that today. I was like, I really want Chris. Let's use me in my fucking psychopath journey I've been on the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
Of like, let's use Jared as an anomaly. But so let me start with this one of, if anybody who knows me and you've seen me in the last 3 days, you've heard the story of the sunglasses.
Yeah.
But not the world has not heard the story. So I'm going to tell the story of the sunglasses.
It's cool.
Cool. So sometimes when you take time to think about stuff in your brain.
Yeah.
You watch Top Gun.
Yeah, keep going.
Right. So you put it on and these guys have cool sunglasses.
They did.
And they're doing their thing. Go ahead. Are you here with me right now?
Yeah, I'm 100% with you.
Yeah, because what are they doing? Tell me what I just said.
Yeah, you're watching Top Gun. They have sunglasses.
Okay, good. You're right. You're here with
I'm
me.
I'm right there with you, man.
Okay, great. So they have cool sunglasses. So I type into Google because I'd lost my Peruvian Ray-Bans.
Are really cool.
Those are my favorites. I lost them. Cool. So I type into the Google, cool sunglasses. Okay. Right when I do that.
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
You literally typed in cool sunglasses.
Yeah, cool sunglasses. Two words. So that's true. As that's happening, Top Gun finishes. So I go ahead and scroll on over and I pop on what's next after Top Gun.
Knowing you, it's got to be some kind of like CIA.
Exactly, Apollo 13.
Okay, thank you.
Right. And I was thinking of you and Tom Hanks is in that, you know, all that stuff. So I pop that on as I'm looking up cool sunglasses. In the Google search images, there pops a picture of JFK. You're also very into JFK, so it caught my attention.
Absolutely.
And he's standing there. Anyone can look this up. There's a really famous picture of him, and he's got some badass tortoise shell Ray-Ban looking things.
Yes.
So I quickly looked
glossy
those up. As I'm starting to look up what sunglasses JFK is wearing on the Apollo 13 movie, they say, if it wasn't for JFK, we wouldn't have the space program. Now, me, no stolen valor here, but as a young aspiring astronaut, I'm listening at that point. Like, you have my attention.
Wait, hold on. Okay, now can you is it stolen valor if you pretend to be an astronaut?
I'm not pretending anything, Chris.
Okay, but hold on. You know how those guys like go to the mall and like wear like shit they bought at the store and like pretend to be Marines?
I do know that.
Okay. Right. Can you? I don't know if you can do that with an astronaut.
Okay, not to tangent hard here, because we're gonna get back to the sunglasses.
Yeah.
What happens when you go to the Royals game? And you've potentially drank some drinks with your friends and you're not feeling too weird. And you walk in and the dude sees your NASA hat and your camo pants.
Right.
And he asks you
from two different eras.
Definitely. And he asks you if you served and you say no. So far, no stolen valor.
Right. I heard you say no.
And then he asks me how NASA's doing. And this is kind of where things get muddy, because I said we did come into some funding. That's what I said. And he said, it's really good to hear that. And I said, did you serve? And he said, no, not at all. And he gave him back my weed pen because I'd snuck it into the baseball stadium. He literally handed me my weed and thanked me for my service.
maybe he just meant for coming to the game, dude.
Okay, let's go with that. So back to the shades. So I'm not sure where we left off on that, but
Apollo 13.
Apollo 13, JFK is the one reason we have the space program. This is awesome. I'm looking at the image on my other phone, like it's just like all these screens, and it's JFK, and there's sunglasses, and there's astronauts.
And you're
like
drawing
this
lines
is me.
On your wall, like how
totally, totally
triangulate
like logistic solutions. Everything's in place.
Right.
So what's a guy do? Of course, I hop on the Ray-Ban site.
What time of day? What time of night is this?
It's probably more morning, like 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning.
Okay. I count that night still, but all right.
Heard. So then I hop on the Ray-Ban thing and I build my own because you can do that on Ray-Ban. Shout out Ray-Ban. Very convenient.
Oh, like a, I got you.
Yeah. It's okay. Dope. So I made the entire tortoise shell glasses, the exact same thing as JFK. Also, just so everybody knows, Aviation Optics is the originals. They're like $600 if you can get them, find them. So I made my own Ray-Bans. They were $200. I had even like our code names fucking inscribed in the leather embossed case and on the side. Yours was going to say Condor. Mine was going to say Underbite. Happy Fun Smiles. Like I had the whole thing done in the cart ready to go.
Condor to Underbite. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't do it that night. I think I managed what people call sleep.
Right.
I woke up and I go to the drum shop the next morning and I'm still very jacked on this idea. So the first thing I do is I show Jake, my buddy, you know, Jake Cardwell at the drum shop. So I'm showing him the shit of like, hear my story about this crazy space knots, and I'm getting new sunglasses, man. Look
and
at
I'm sure to like the young Jacob, he's like, this guy, it's too early in the day to be this excited about sunglasses.
He's like, clearly he hasn't slept or eaten in 3 days. Yeah. Anyway, he's like, chill out, man. I got something in my car. And like, he literally goes downstairs. I'm trying to chill out for a minute. He comes back upstairs.
Not anymore.
This is less than 8 hours from when this all happened. He had the exact sunglasses that I had in my cart. Sans the Happy Fun Smiles or Underbite words.
Right.
We could write those on there.
We could go to Kinko's.
In his car, he gave them to me.
Mm.
So did that happen because I believed in it?
No. Okay. Because it's getting a little muddy here. Now we're talking about coincidence.
Are we? How much of this did I do?
Well, I don't think you placed the JFK sunglasses in Jacob's possession, I'm going to assume several months ago.
I don't know. I think it was from a tour. Jake, was it from a tour? Yep. Do you know who they are? Nope. We don't know. They were in the tour van bus thing.
I'm just things line up funny when you become delirious.
Are you insinuating my recreational statuses?
No. No, I'm not. But okay, you did watch 5 hours of cinematography back to
back. That's how I'd like to put it. Yeah.
Right.
I'm an enthusiast of cinematography.
Now, when you were trying to like chill and be like, am I coming on too strong at 10 o'clock in the morning?
Uh-huh.
Bought some sunglasses, and then he comes around the corner with the sunglasses.
Yeah, they were in his car.
What happened to your brain at that point?
Well, I had been on a warpath for about 3 or 4 days prior to all of this.
I like to call this werewolf mode.
He did. You said you're on some quote werewolf shit is what you said to me.
Yeah, you're creeping me out.
And then it turns out it was a full moon, which is pretty funny.
Listen, I mean.
So actually it was like the most grounding moment I'd had in like 48 hours. Believe it or not. Even though like some crazy far out shit happened, it was actually the most calming, normal thing that had to occur. I was like, oh, I'm still here. Coincidences for me always feel like a guidepost.
Okay.
So it's like really everything's a coincidence. It's do you have the ability to see it?
Yeah, okay.
So
I hear you.
Whenever it happens like that, and I'm like, holy shit, these are the sunglasses. Or like that song comes on the radio. Or that person texts you when you're thinking about them or talking to your friend. Like all of that stuff.
That shit has been happening to me.
So thick. Give me one of yours. I know
very, very thick.
Give me something.
I was designing that logo for the new sticker.
Okay.
And I didn't show anybody.
You haven't shown me.
And I look over, I'm showing Jake, and okay. I look down at his iPad cover, and this Beck backstage pass that he had the exact same like font and styling. But it very unique though. Like
the multicolored thing you did. Yeah.
Right, almost impossible that it would like be the same thing.
Had you seen the Beck thing previously?
No. No. And I hadn't shown anybody that. I mean, it's little things like that have been kind of popping off. Or when I had those two hot jams I wanted to come in the drum shop with today and play back to back.
Yeah.
Jake was like, oh, we know that we built drums for the guy that played on that Paul McCartney song.
Right.
Well, on the next song, same drummer, different band, different group.
Right.
I didn't plan it that way.
Okay. Just happened.
You see what I'm saying?
In the drum shop.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You seen him getting
that's
that?
Full circle, pun intended.
Yeah, and for Jake to come around the corner and be like, oh, we built drums for that guy.
Weird.
But then the very next song, same drummer, different band.
And you had already picked the songs?
Uh-huh.
Well, that could just play your tastes. You are a fan of...
Well, but this is like, this is bridging a gap between different, like, you know, varieties of artists.
But see, here I am trying to explain your coincidence away. What is that? Why is it immediately like, yeah, kill it with fire?
It went from like a 70s Paul McCartney jammer to like an early 90s Beck jam.
Yeah.
Same guy. You know what I'm saying? So maybe my flavors are amalgamous, but
I don't know.
That's
kind
of a stretch, dude.
I don't know.
Kind of a stretch. Well, and then for the Beck logo to be part of my sticker that same day, which we haven't talked about Beck in ages.
Yeah.
Pretty silly, right?
Some serendipity doodah going
on. Yeah, pretty silly.
I don't know, man. You sent me down a rabbit hole with the Echo the Dolphin stuff.
Right.
Like, welcome back to the other side of that. You blew my blowhole.
Oh, yeah. We're going to start doing blog posts on these kind of things.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, I had the idea of like, oh, well, we don't always get to kind of unroll the whole thing.
That's a real thing, man. And I don't know about everybody else, but even after we talk about stuff, I go look into it further to realize how dumb I am and what I was actually talking about and re-blow my mind every
time. Right, because I don't like to show my cards, you know? I don't want to like tell you ahead of time what I'm thinking about.
Right.
Because then it's not fun.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You got to have that element of surprise.
So then I'm just as blown about the dolphins living in the living room as anybody else.
Oh, it keeps getting thicker, though. The further on down that thing you want to go.
Ram Dass was there.
It keeps getting weirder and weirder and weirder.
Weirder and weirder.
Right.
Pink Floyd's involved.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
We went to the ball game tonight.
We did.
It was wonderful.
It was a blast.
Why don't you like sports?
Why don't I like sports?
Right.
Well,
listen, you were an athlete. You weren't.
It's
not like you were not good at sports.
I would say Emin was an athlete, right? I don't know. I appreciate competitive nature in people. I think it inspires great things. I also enjoy that it brings people together.
Uh-huh.
The hive mind is interesting for me. But my biggest hang up, man, and I'm going to say it and I'm going to get a lot of hate for it.
I don't think you will.
Is that I hate seeing 20,000 people sit in a room and cheer about a ball getting thrown, when if we held hands and sang Kumbaya, we'd all be eating peaches. So it just bums me out.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Okay.
That's 20,000 people having a really good time together.
But if we did anything else, we could achieve it in a day with 20,000 of us agreeing, but we can all agree on if a ball is thrown.
Okay, but what you're saying doesn't sound like a good time.
What do you mean?
Like a relaxing good time.
You find baseball relaxing?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I guess
it's slow paced, man. It's like what Jake says. Baseball moves slower than the rest of the world.
I enjoyed it tonight and saw differently than I'd ever seen it before.
Right. Well, and there's a lot of those little, there's mini games within the game.
Right. But that was my first time being in a, how do you say, public sporting event with the aid of thought producing composites. So I meditated for a little bit in a room.
He meditated in the middle of the game.
I took off my shoes and I sat there and I meditated.
I have footage of it.
You do.
I'll put it up on the gram.
Okay, yeah, put it up on the internet. But there's internet footage of me doing that. And that was insane. So I could feel the hive mind. I could feel the single entity that was cheering for balls and strikes and whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I could also hear the individual entity being like, I want some popcorn or dad, I'm bored or all of those things. And then what I couldn't find was where the separation occurs between the individual and the hive.
I think it's three or more.
We could go deeper. What do you mean?
Well, two people's having a conversation.
Uh-huh.
Right? Three or more, then you have to split off into pairs.
But if there's three people, is that more of a collective mind than two?
Yeah, exactly. I think so. I'm saying that's like the very basic element of that. But like, let's say we have 100 people in a room, which is not that many people. Right?
Right.
And at that point, you're either A, collectively observing something.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Or you're collectively relaxing and having a good time, like a party or something like that.
So you're saying that you need pastimes.
Thank you. Yes.
So we're just collectively pastiming. Well, it's also the same way I feel about TV as well. So yeah.
But this requires you to go outside and like interact and like be in public. When you're in your house, you could just like literally sit on the couch and get acne.
Sure, but a lot of people spend their time in public pretending that they're not.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, it's just, it's a game.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're always telling me to keep it silly, that I'm too serious.
Yeah, here's the thing. It's a guy throwing a ball at a guy with a stick that's trying to hit the ball.
Right.
And so we're all having hot dogs and watching fireworks and like having a good time.
Yeah.
It's just a big goofy fuck off fest.
Totally.
It doesn't have to be a serious
and the
thing.
Microcosm and the macrocosm.
Now,
so it's just
but
life.
This leads me to this next question then.
All right.
So if we took all those people in the stadium tonight, mm-hmm. and you said, if we all got together and did the same thing?
Yeah.
We could do anything?
Yeah.
What would they do?
I don't know. That's the magic lamp. Back to that. What do you do? If you have,
all right. So listen, if you can like orchestrate that many people to do one thing, yeah. What are you gonna have them do? What are you gonna have them do?
Right, meditate for peace. Right, I hear you.
Right.
Build a bridge. I don't know.
Music festival, which is basically the same thing as going to a ball game.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a different variety of distraction, which is not, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just like it because you don't have to like think about anything else outside of the game.
Definitely.
Unless you want to. And if you really want to, fine. I mean, that's your business. But
that's life. If you want to.
Exactly, man. I think for me, it's just like a break.
Yeah.
It's a good break for everyone that like just, you know. It's just a fucking ball game, man. Like, I don't understand like when people go super crazy about it and like get aggressive.
Like, sure. Well, they're just working stuff out.
Well, and I think it's hilarious too. Like when dudes get angry, like this kind of thing. I think yeah. It's very funny. We won, and that guy went nuts, right? And yeah. Some Mets fan yeah. goes, "Way to go! You're still 30 games under 500." But he was pissed.
Yeah,
he was very angry.
Yes.
Right.
There at the end when I got up and walked off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just this is why I don't like to go to like football games and shit like that, because like people literally get fist fights until they die at the football game.
Sure.
That's the hive mind thing that bothers me.
It's weird mob mentality.
Right.
Yeah.
It gets a little murky there when we're getting aggressive now.
But then on the other side of hive mind, in like a positive way, it got me onto that universal taste concept.
What do you mean?
Like
we all agree like some concertos sound fantastic.
Exactly. Or that a certain thing tastes good, or a certain face is beautiful, or a certain smell is pleasant. Is that hive mind? Is that individual?
No. I think that our built-in gear,
yeah,
like what you're able to like perceive and be receptive to, I think there's just like a basic like set for human beings.
Okay. Yeah, I'm following you.
Most people like sweet things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. We can usually trace that back to a biological function, but
right.
Whatever, man.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you get like a standard set of colors in your box, your crayon box,
mm-hmm.
and like red and blue is always going to make purple. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
That if you play this uplifting music to, you know, some 3D Moana going on, like you're going to cry. You're going to feel some things.
Yes.
It's like we were talking about last week, though. Like music has a way of doing that. It's like when you're just thickening up words with music.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of that same mentality, but if you want to apply it to the baseball game, it's that general feeling of, it was like Jake was saying, it moves slower than life. It's kind of a breather. You can relax a little bit. It's not as fast paced. You don't have to get up and you don't have to stand up every third down and wave your arms around and beat on the back of a chair. That's all fine and dandy. But baseball is a little bit more of a golf tempo, which I really like about it. Well, and even if you're not paying attention to like the balls and strikes, there's so many little mental games going on there that it's fascinating between the catcher and the pitcher.
You were blowing my mind.
Yeah. Or different scenarios and how the catcher is kind of really calling the shots on everything out there. Unless he'll, you know, of course, the manager. But there's a lot that goes into it. So yeah. Even if you don't give a shit about the team, you can watch individual interactions happen.
And like appreciate the intricacies or word?
Yeah. Now I'm going to screw it up now.
Intrinsic? Is that a word?
I think that means like inherent almost.
Damn, I don't know.
Well, and it's like this, it's like the hive mind thing.
Yes.
So if you wanted to look at baseball as a whole, then yeah, it's just this silly game that they play for 9 innings. But the more you zoom in on it and you kind of get you microscope in on the hive mind, then all the cool little the mini games start popping out. So much like you were talking about, if there was a group of 100 people, if you focus that into like maybe 4 or 5 people, then you're going to hear individual conversations.
Yes.
Instead of like the overarching hum of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So yeah, you can go to the ball game and be mad that people aren't doing mantras for peace, or you can decide. You can kind of decide your experience on how far do you want to look into this thing. Because I could be entertained all day long off of just one at bat. There's so much that goes into that one at bat
mm-hmm.
that you're just not
appreciating
aware of.
That, like down to the molecule.
Exactly. Now, if you want to take that principle and apply it to other parts of your life,
right?
Then life gets a little bit more interesting, right? I mean, because we basically do the same shit every day, right?
Essentially, we're creatures of habit, yeah.
Right? But how much?
That's almost the same for every human life when you think about it.
Right. But if how much time do you put into like really focusing on a routine interaction you're going to have with somebody?
Personally, not very often, but it does happen where you'll realize it and focus on something.
Right. Like you go into the day intentionally being like, I'm going to engage today.
Yeah.
I try it sometimes just because I literally just want to go home when I get to work. I don't want to be there most of the time. And so when I get there, I have to do these little mini games to keep it interesting. Of like, I'm really going to see how my boss is feeling today about her child situation. Your kids are going to college. Like, I'll make that the focus instead of the whatever I have to do with my hands.
I like that you took it there of make it interesting, because upon reflecting from last week of the boredom conversation, I got to thinking about that a little more and how I think it, for me, it really is just more keeping things interesting than pure boredom.
Now, are you doing that, or are you just allowing it to get a little bit more fun? Do you see what I'm getting at?
I do. Am I just allowing? Am I loosening up?
Yeah. Are you taking, letting your guard down for whatever reason? You have a guard against the people you see every day.
You just full circled it, man, because it's just like you said I said with coincidence on, is it a coincidence or are you just seeing things? Is everything a coincidence?
That's what I'm saying.
It's the same thing.
It's cool if when you can hit the pause button on like your own mental game just for a second.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, let's try it a little bit different. And it doesn't take listen, you're faking it in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I just know because that's how I do it, is that I have to try in the beginning to like switch gears. And then once I get a little bit of feedback from the environment that it's going in a good direction, then it's natural. It just takes a little bit of effort to get it to that point. And then once you're at that point, it's different from then on out. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
Now, is that deceitful of me?
Maybe. It's Chris.
Right. Am I literally engaging and trying to get in deeper conversations with people just to get through my day? Because it feels like a little bit of a cop-out sometimes.
Sometimes.
But I really mean it. Like, I really do mean it. Like, I want to know. I want to turn the volume up on the moment. But I think it's strictly out of just malaise.
You want like a higher resolution snapshot?
Right. Like, I am going to do the same thing that I was doing yesterday, today. So how can I make it different?
Is that your choice? Did you choose to make it the same?
No. No, it's just a certain set of requirements that I have to do at my job.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Just to repeat the cycle, though.
Right. It's just, okay, you're going to do more electrical shit today.
Mm-hmm.
But is it a cop-out for me to be like, okay, well, I am going to just play mental games all day now while I'm doing this other thing?
I don't think so.
You don't think that's a cop-out?
I don't.
It feels a little dirty.
Does it?
But it's usually coming from a good place.
Are you
saying
because you're avoiding the present moment and the beauty of it by playing those games?
Because I'm done doing the same thing every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that, it just seems a little deceitful.
Well, when do you just stop doing it then? Like, just break the cycle.
Well, like I said, it takes a little bit of effort. Mm-hmm. Then I can, once I change the direction of what the day is going to be like, I can do that.
You can. I have a question for you. Let's use me as another example here. So like when I'm being a total psychopath and rage bawling and texting Joe Rogan about his sausages and how it makes
me laugh. Hold on. Can we just dive into the psychology behind this? Go ahead.
No. It ties back into the sporting thing. The sports thing.
Yeah. What is it? Just spit it out.
It's just that there was like 100,000 posts in like 10 minutes over some sausage boiling in a skillet.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like,
and how upset were you?
I was pretty pissed off about it. Just like, this is ridiculous, man. So I'm being a rage ball freak, and then what do you say to me? You say you don't exist, like you're not a thing,
right?
Right.
Like, yeah, what's raging out right now?
Exactly. So what do you mean by that? Explain to the people what you mean by that. Whenever you're trying to tell me like the thing you think is Jared isn't even real,
right?
What are you trying to say?
Why were you so upset about the sausages?
Don't make it about me.
Well, I mean, we're using you as an example today.
Oh, yeah. Ah, damn it.
What was it about Joe Rogan grilling sausages that made you so upset?
Man, it's not. I mean, I think
just be honest.
At the end of the day, it's that I just want to be eating a sausage, Joe.
You want 100,000 people to observe you?
No, I don't. That's the thing. Sausage. No, I don't. And you know that. I guess that's what you're calling me out about, is that you're like, dude, you don't want anybody to watch you cook a sausage.
Right. Let's keep going. Yeah.
I think.
Because you don't want anyone to watch you cook a venison piece.
You're right. I totally don't.
Okay. So what were you upset about, man? You feel like you weren't getting yours?
No, what's mine? What does that even mean?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. The person that's getting upset right now isn't real, Jared.
So it's just like lack of sleep and not eating.
Or it's because you're doing what I'm talking about.
Which is?
Salting the waters of the day a little bit.
With like, your personal essence.
Exactly. Like, you know what? I'm gonna crank the heat up on the moment today.
Yeah. You're gonna bring a little bit of your flavor. I mean, you're gonna curate, you're gonna drive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever take on characters when you're mad? I do it a lot.
Oh, sure, dude. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
It keeps it light because it can get dark quick if you if you get angry long enough, like it's gonna get dark and you're gonna get headaches.
My favorite one's like the Brooklyn one, whenever I you motherfucker, I swear to God. Like a drum shop, like cutting,
throwing sharp objects around, raging out,
just
scaring
telling myself
the intern
to forget about it all day,
just freaking everybody out.
Yeah,
yeah. And then you look at me and you go, "I'm hungry."
Uh huh.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, "Yeah, cool, man."
This is today.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I was like, "That's cool, man."
And you're like looking at your phone, like hanging out. I'm literally sweating over a table saw.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm just there, occupying space.
I'm hungry, dude. Yeah.
Having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying my life.
Yeah.
Leisurely.
Uh huh.
Being exactly where I want to be.
Oh, great. Great.
Which you are too. That's the funny thing is you're just forgetting that you are.
Sure.
And
but
now
I'm
you're
also hungry.
But you're also, you're just listening to Lil Wayne so loud and you are so pissed off and you're looking at me like, I'm hungry.
Uh huh.
And I knew what you wanted me to do.
Right.
But exactly. I wasn't going to do it until you just dropped it.
Until I turned down the Lil Wayne?
No.
Oh.
Until you just got done being angry about some shit that you don't really care to get angry about.
Thanks for the pasta. That was really good.
Some sausage, man.
That was really good pasta.
Jesus.
I appreciate it. It was like a spicy spaghetti shell.
Yeah, 35 minutes. I had to wait to feed you.
Mm-hmm.
So you would come back down from your mountain and be like, okay, I'm sorry that I got irrational. And I was taking out my emotional duress on you.
I don't remember saying any of that.
You did. Not in those words. And that's how I interpreted whatever you were saying to me after you ate. Because
what
I needed to hear.
Right.
Was that you were apologizing to me uh-huh. without having to apologize to me?
Right.
Because that's how you do it?
Me, Jared? Or just people do it?
You say sorry, but I don't ever really believe that you're actually sorry.
Whoa, really?
In a good way. I'm just like, he's sorry, but
is
only
he
because
really?
He knows that it's bothering me. Because if it wasn't bothering me, he wouldn't be sorry. Mm-hmm.
Interesting theory there.
I mean, it applies to me too. Listen, you can't be sorry for something that you didn't know you needed to be sorry for.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
What is a sociopath?
A sociopath?
Yes.
I think it's total lack of empathy, but maybe that's a psychopath.
Sociopath, I think, is one that does. Well, it's like those fucking psychopaths that were throwing water balloons on us.
There you go. Perfect example. What is that? I think, is that a sociopath?
If it's literally a middle-aged man, yeah, absolutely.
So you're going on, it depends on what we're dealing with here.
If we're dealing on some young bucks that are drunk off Four Locos
mm-hmm.
and they're at their dad's apartment
yeah.
and dad's away with his new girlfriend
yeah,
getting steak and bam bam.
Of course.
Right. Then whatever, dude. You know, you're 21. You drink some Mike's Hard Lemonades and you're feeling good.
I've had a couple Four Locos in my life.
I've never had one. They're dangerous.
You might throw a water balloon at a cop.
Right.
You might.
Right. Right. But here's the thing. Those dudes had great aim. Now, while everyone else was getting pissed off,
I know.
I was almost like, I don't know, but they need to give him a contract because that dude, on an angle,
yeah.
flat against the building,
yeah.
was hitting people's dinner plates with
a water balloon. We both know I'm good. And it took me about 30 minutes to even know where the shots were coming from.
Yeah, it was interesting. But what I really liked about it was how everyone else was getting super pissed off.
Yeah.
And then, like, you were just trying to find them
mm-hmm.
to, like, to be like, you guys have really good aim.
Right. I wasn't going to stop eating my taco, but
I'm laughing. And Jake was literally just sitting there and almost waiting for one to hit him.
Yeah.
Just for out of sheer boredom.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Now.
How much planning do you think went into this? Do you think those guys talked about this like earlier in the week?
No.
Of like, well, let's get together
on
Friday night.
Listen, they had balloons ready to go though.
Yeah.
And I don't know, unless your stepdad does like magic shows for children.
Sure.
You shouldn't have balloons laying around your house.
Do you think maybe it's like a weekly meetup?
What do you mean?
Like this week we're going to meet at Mike's place above Mission Taco and fuck with those cocksuckers. And then next week we're going to go over the bowling alley. Like they just go around ballooning people.
Listen, you can't have fun like that anymore as an adult. I think that's what's wrong with America.
I told
honestly.
That cop, I was like, it's not worth getting shot over.
No.
water balloon.
One of my favorite games was to, like, you know, run up at somebody's door and knock and then run away.
Yeah.
You know, but I got really good at it.
You were good at it. Your whole thing was kicking off the door.
Yeah, so you did. You turn around and you face away from the door.
Yep.
And you kick it as hard as you can, but you use it as a springboard.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can get off the porch pretty quick, and it's really, really loud.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd been torturing this dude for like 3 weeks, right? Poor bastard. But we'd hit him at odd intervals, like on a Tuesday night, and then we'd wait for like 2 weeks and hit him like all weekend. Well, I go to kick his door open, and he had it cracked.
He's on to you.
I don't know how long he'd been waiting there, dude. It had to have been days where he was just sitting up waiting.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Just staring at the door.
Scratching the sores on his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just eating.
Cleaning his shotgun.
He's eating frozen like dinners, but like they're just thawing out and he's eating them. He doesn't.
As they get unfrozen.
Right. Yeah, exactly. He's like getting the meat out of the frozen gravy block.
Yeah, it's just MREs, dude. He's
a
Vietnam vet guy. Yeah, he's just living in a tent in his living room.
He has one red light bulb in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he's just carving my name into bullets.
Yep.
So I turn around and I boot this guy's door, right?
Uh-huh.
And his door flies open. And I fall into this dude's house, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm like full on like donkey swing.
Getting it.
Right. He goes, I fucking gotcha. He hopped up, dude. And I don't know how. You always run the fastest when you're being chased.
Yes. There's science to that.
I felt like I was, no shit, 2 feet off the ground. And I was jumping over like fences like I didn't know I was able to do. Right. And he got a couple of times he got really close to me, but I started laughing too hard and thought I was going to like lose my stride because I was laughing so hard at this guy.
How long did the pursuit go?
Oh, 5 minutes on foot.
What?
Oh, yeah.
He chased you for 5 minutes?
We had been terrorizing this dude for no shit, probably 6 weeks.
What was he going to do if he caught you?
Just beat the living shit out of me, I'm sure.
You think so?
Right. Unless I could make him laugh.
Yeah. Like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean,
oof.
He was waiting.
Oof.
He was waiting. Now, who had a better time? Me?
The cat or the mouse?
Exactly. Who had a better time, right?
Everybody's living to the fullest, man.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's senses were heightened as fuck.
Yeah, they were.
Right. Now, I think he was more entertained than perhaps. I was. Because he spent several days waiting.
Well, there was more mystery to him because you had plotted this.
Right.
So for him, he had to sit and wait. He wasn't sure when the mouse would come back by.
I'd walk by his house and just like look around and shit. And
sure. But the cat knows. The cat knows to just stay put and wait because eventually the mouse will come looking for some cheese.
Oh, I did too.
And here I'll be.
It's amazing he didn't catch me. Did I do that guy a favor?
Did
I give him a reason to live for like 6 weeks?
Are the cat and the mouse not best friends at the end of the day? Tom and Jerry, man.
I don't know. I've never seen a mouse.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I do. It's extreme violence, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to think that I made that guy's life.
That's what I'm getting at.
For like 6 weeks.
He was
maybe thinking about like settling into the cubicle job, marrying a woman named Nancy.
Yeah.
Very beige. Everything beige.
Yeah.
For their 10-year anniversary, he buys her like a Mazda Miata.
Okay.
Right.
Convertible.
So not too nice. But the cloth. The but like brown. The cool cloth.
The brown cloth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. He might get like, he'll put some like tweeters in. Because that's what like the 80s guys did.
Yeah.
They didn't want bass. They wanted tweeters. They wanted treble. It was
sharp.
Cocaine.
Sharp.
Cocaine. Cocaine.
Sharp.
Cocaine.
Sharp.
Right.
Right.
That's got to pierce the inner dialogue.
It does.
Right. Which is why all those David Bowie albums sound so sick.
Right.
Because he was on a steady diet of vitamin D, milk.
Barbiturates and
cocaine. Yeah. That was it. Everything he put in his body was white for a long time.
For a long time.
Right. And I mean, some of Mick Jagger too.
That's what's white as well.
Ew. But yeah. I think I do. You, how far?
Okay.
How far do you take it, man?
Which thing?
The cat and mouse.
They're essential.
Do you feel like you're doing that with your whole life all the time? I kind of feel like I do.
Yes. Always.
I just feel like I'm chasing my tail a lot of times, man.
What happens when you catch your tail?
You lay down and take a nap.
There you go.
Right? Yeah. Basically, yeah. Right?
Totally.
I just feel like my life's like at this weird stage of like, so imagine like a guy like trying to grow a ponytail.
Okay.
I think I told you about this. It's a guy trying to grow a ponytail, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's in that weird, like not quite long enough to be a solid pony.
Maybe kind of like a mullet, like
yeah,
maybe like something.
But too short for like you don't really want to rock like the Bushido nub,
okay,
back
okay.
there,
yeah.
And so you have choices, man. At this point, do you call it quits and cut your hair because it looks too stupid as it is now? Or do you hold out and let it get a little bit longer so you can rock that sweet pony? But I feel like my life's right there.
Yeah.
To where I'm like, do I continue on doing this, like this path?
Right.
Do I let the pony grow out?
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm like, let's rewind, let's put on the short sleeve highlights. Button up. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know, man. You have to know who you are.
Well, and that's the thing that I really don't know if that's possible.
I don't think you're ready for the ponytail. But
I can't do it. I'm just saying that's metaphorically speaking, my life feels a lot like that. Like my life feels a lot like a work party. Like a big, sometimes I think life is just one big like work party.
Like you kind of have to be here, so might as well have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Listen, they're bringing in catering.
Don't get too shit-faced around anybody's life.
Don't get too shit-faced around the boss.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But we're here to cut loose and have a good time.
Sure.
After the boss leaves, it's going to get real nasty.
And then let's keep any mingling under wraps because we all got to fucking live with each other here.
Exactly. Right. You ever feel like that? That your life's like an in-between pony at a corporate work party?
I feel like the guy at the party that spiked the punch and is kind of just watching everybody there.
Do you think you would have it? You need to dose that many people?
No, no. Just this isn't your mind's thing. I'm not trying
to. They did that study, man. MK Ultra studies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, do I ever.
But they also gave it to, I don't know if it was part of MK Ultra, but they were giving like housewives LSD.
Sure.
This is like the good shit.
Right. That clean.
The real clean shit.
Yeah. Don't spill it on your hands.
Yeah. You're not grinding your teeth. You're going to ride a bicycle and fall in love.
Yeah.
That kind of shit.
With everything and yourself all over again.
Right. But what I found very interesting about that is that the housewives were having the best times of their lives. Right?
Why was that?
They didn't know they were getting LSD.
Oh.
Right? But when they told them, they didn't freak out at all.
Yeah.
They like went to their garden or they started making cornbread.
Yeah.
Okay? And listened to the music.
Uh-huh.
Now these other dudes, these suits.
Yeah.
A lot of those dudes just straight up committed suicide immediately.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
The dudes who did the Desperate Housewives of LSD study? They all off themselves?
No.
Oh.
The males that were the male subjects.
The guys that they gave it to.
Right. They gave it to the females. They didn't know what it was.
Okay. Gotcha.
It was one of those. It was like a, kind of like they do for like quintiles. You could sign up for a weekend. It was one of those deals.
One of these is salt. One of them is PCP.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And, but all the males got like real fucking freaked out. Well, some of them didn't, but a lot of them like jumped out of the windows and committed suicide.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, you really need to look into MK Ultra because what they were trying to do is use it as a truth serum.
In like a brainwashing program.
Right. Well, and they were going to weaponize it and spray it over the fields of Vietnam.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a super soldier program.
Maybe, but I think that was more of amphetamine based.
Sure, that makes sense.
I've looked into some of this shit.
Yeah.
I mean, because right now, you said they carry ketamine.
They do. Special forces carry ketamine pins.
For what? So if a guy gets blown up?
Yeah, like basically if someone's like a quad amputee or like someone's hurt real bad but still alive, if you dose them with a high enough dose of ketamine, they'll go quiet so you can get them into a helicopter or into an RV, like Humvee or whatever. But the way that ketamine works is that it doesn't affect your respiratory rate or your cardiac rate. So it's like safe. It's one of the safest sedatives as far as like elderly people, children.
Is that why they give it to children?
Yeah, it is.
Is it all those videos of people coming out of like dental work and they're all twacked out of their minds?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
It's a lot like that.
You think so?
They're related. Nitrous. Nitrous and ketamine are on the same spectrum.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because nitrous is fantastic.
It's on the same spectrum. It's just the kingpin of nitrous. It's like DMT. Right.
It just feels scary to me.
Of course. Because you understand the power of these substances.
Right.
So of course you're immediately like, I don't know, man.
Right. Like, do I want to be put down into dreamland?
It depends on how dark your nightmare fuel is.
Right. Right. Now, when it's a full moon and you've been raging out like you have.
Yeah.
Would putting the werewolf to sleep be a good idea? Or is it probably something that you.
Well, you know how people have always said that you should only do psychedelics when you're in a nice, cool, calm, collected space.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, if I'm like a werewolf and I'm rage bawling, psychedelics put me in a very present moment where I'm like the luckiest I ever am and things fall right into place and I remove myself. I think it's the easiest way for me to kill my ego because it's a powerful werewolf in there We all know that. Like, it's a real thing. So for me to get behind it, that stuff helps me be present. So that whenever you're trying to calm me down and pet the werewolf and say, like, you're not real. You're not real, right? That's what it helps me do. It helps me realize that he's right. I'm not real. I'm just a spectator.
Well, there's a real thing in there. And that's what I'm trying to get to, is the real thing in there, not the thing that's, like, mad about Joe Rogan sausages.
Exactly.
Right?
Right. I don't know.
No, it's fine. Listen.
I probably just want to cuddle with the guy.
I bet he's a great hang.
Yeah.
I get mad about this stupidest shit, okay?
Well, I know. We're not talking about you today. We're analyzing.
Right. What else is wrong?
Psychosis.
Yeah, what else is going on with you, man? Mm. Why have you not been sleeping, dude?
No, let's talk about you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, pick me apart.
We're going somewhere there with you. let's see. What's the most savage thing you did today? After you got the wonderful Italian food for me after. Thank you so much. Taking 30 minutes of your day to feed me while I'm busting. As I go to enjoy my hot sked, there was a nice little loaf of bread that had come with the hot sked.
Do you know
where I'm going with this story?
Go ahead.
And I'm like, oh, some hot bread from a nice sked. And I unfold out of the parchment paper.
You needed it, man.
I know. Thank you so much. As I'm looking at the loaf, you pick it up and you break it off. You shove it into your face and then you shove half the loaf back down on the table and say,
now you can have it.
Now you can have it. And you stared in my eyes like a man.
I just wasn't going to let you get me. I wasn't going to let you get the best of me on that one.
Okay. Okay.
Like my little shop boy went and got my lunch for me.
Yeah.
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 go out there and clean my desk off.
Get your money, little duffel bag boy.
Well, and the worst part is that I said, what do you want? You're like, I don't know. And he's like, I'll give you some cash. And you threw $80 in cash at me. And it wasn't like all 20s. It was like a bunch of fives and ones and some 10s.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I knew you wouldn't like that.
Now, much like the breadstick, my move at that point was to not pick it up.
And you didn't pick it up. And what did I do? I came back like 5 minutes later and I picked up the money.
Yeah, when you were ready to be calm, cool, and collected.
And I handed it to you like a gentleman.
Right. But I wouldn't have it any other way.
You really don't like it when I throw money at you.
It's disrespectful.
Is it?
Right. It is.
I don't mean to be. I just like throwing money at you.
Yeah, because it makes it seem like it's
fucking money.
You need this more than me, fool.
That's how you're taking it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Well, just the velocity that you were hitting my face with those bills today.
You got to quit projecting your shit onto me, man.
Listen, all I'm trying to do is get you out of like whatever dark circus you've decided to buy a ticket to.
ICP, man.
No, oh my God, no.
Your life, dude.
Well, hold on.
I know. I just looked in the camera and I was like, oh my God, I'm an ICP guy now.
Rachel, my wife said,
I'm going to turn this back around.
I was like, honey, do you think I should wear this to the pod tonight? She's like, if you want to look like a 12-year-old that is in love with 90s hip hop. And I was like, okay, sold.
Count me in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Cross, you want to jump, baby?
Fresh rave.
Right. My mom had this t-shirt. And I don't know how it slipped through the cracks. It was Tweety Bird smoking a joint.
What?
And it said, drop the tude.
Oh, yeah. That's some 90s shit.
She wore this shit to a parent-teacher meeting.
Of course she did.
But Tweety was clearly smoking a fat hog leg.
Yeah.
Right?
Like it's like burning resin down it. It's
Seven-year-old Chris is aware. I don't know what that is on the shirt, but sure. I know that ain't cool.
Okay.
And I know that when that happens, I hear Neil Young.
Okay. Yes.
Right. And then we eat pizza rolls.
Totally.
And then mom and dad are making out and I got to go to bed now.
That's weird.
Right. I know that weed does these things to people, right?
Sure.
No one listens to Neil Young if they haven't. If you do, just a little. Please. But if you really listen to Neil Young, you do drugs.
For those of who know.
Right. You are a drug user.
Sure.
If you love Neil Young.
If you love, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So we're at parent-teacher conferences, they're wanting to bump me up 2 grades, okay?
And then
Of my superior intellect, yes.
Oh, yeah, because you're so smart.
Because of my exquisite linguistic skills.
Your ability to focus, I think, is the main reason they wanted to move you up.
Right, and I'm looking at my teacher giving me praise, looking at the Tweety Bird smoking a joint, my mom, who probably had, like, lettuce in her teeth, laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Right, like, fucked up, like, lipstick on her toothpaste, or lipstick on her tooth, you know? And me looking at my teacher, looking at the joint, looking at my teacher, and just she's looking at me like, you poor son of a bitch. You need to stay right where you're at.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a long road.
Because if you get too smart, they're going to send you off to like academy school.
Right.
Right.
This kid's going to end up talking into a microphone with his friend.
Mm-hmm. Losing his mind.
Losing his goddamn mind in the whirlwind of life. Watching Moana and crying.
So yeah, Jared.
What's up?
Life is a ball game, man.
That's the thing.
You see what I'm getting at here?
Do you see what I'm getting at here?
I think I do. If life's a ball game, and where I'm going at is like, let's have fun and relax and like smile.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, well, wait a second. If we're going to do something, let's do something a lot better than sit here and watch this ball.
Let's do some shit. Let's do it if we're going to do it.
Well, I think your goal now is to figure out what that is.
Okay. We'll report back.
If some wealthy banker was like, I got all this money. I need you to do something cool.
Wealthy banker, you said?
I don't even know what I would do.
What? I know exactly what you'd do.
If I had to like organize something.
If you had to organize something?
Like what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. If I had the money to command 20,000 people to do something I want to do.
Sure.
I have no idea what that is.
Well, you're not the guy for the job.
To pick up trash along the highway?
That's not your role.
I mean, that would be very nice if they would do that.
You're not the one to figure that out.
Right. There's dirty needles everywhere around here.
Right.
Right.
Everyone's got strengths. You're not the guy to figure out what to do with the 20,000 people.
Why not?
Because you don't have the JFK bands. That's why.
It's as serious as you make it.
I agree with that.
Are you done being serious?
I'm done being serious, man.
Yeah. Because you know what's funny about being serious?
What?
You always get back to the same place you were before you started getting serious.
Which is what place?
The place we're in right now.
Which is where?
Reflecting on when you just went nuts.
Yeah.
Right? That's how it happens. You go nuts and then you reflect on why you went nuts.
Man, you know, you got to swing low to swing high. Sweet chariot. Just coming forth to carry me home.
Now, don't take this as a sign of disrespect.
Okay, no disrespect.
How deep does the river of bipolar disorder run?
In my family?
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know if anyone's ever been tested. They like poke you with a stick for that one?
They just say that he's Southern.
Yeah. Yeah. He grew up in the country. So he's like sweet and tough.
He's yelling and crying at the moon.
Yeah. He's tender, but he can really start a fire. You know what I mean?
I mean, listen.
What?
You have the most beautiful highs, but you have some of the
crashing lows.
Frothiest. Oh my God. Vile lows.
I know. I'm a fucking wild animal.
Listen, I think I stay like a 6 on either end of the spectrum.
Right. Right. You
but
do.
You're going like a solid 9, 9.5 either direction.
Oh man. Oh. You think it's exhausting for you. Try living it.
So what I'm trying to get you to realize is you don't have to.
Right.
You're doing this because you want to.
So like much like my elaborate backstories I create for everyone in my life, I'm doing that with myself in my own life.
Uh-huh.
Mind blown.
Right.
Well, thanks, man.
Is your noodle thoroughly softened?
Yeah. Thank you.
Do you mean that?
I do.
Because when you say thank you to me, I also don't believe you.
What? Why don't you believe me about anything I say?
Because right now, there's this tiniest little bit of like a muscular tension in the corner of your mouth.
That's not what you think it is.
To where you're like, thank you, but I still own you somehow.
It's just because I love you, bud. You're just seeing the love in my eyes.
Okay. Well, I've seen what that's like.
Yeah.
And this is more of like, I'm going to thank you because it needs to be said.
That's another thing. I want to we'll end it on that. But back to Moana for me. Everybody should just listen to that Maui song.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. That's how I feel.
So you're thanking me. Should I be thanking you for anything?
Yeah. But we can talk about that next week.
Oh, yeah? Are you entitled to my praise, dude?
No. I'm not entitled. Am I deserving of? Absolutely.
I really don't see a difference.
So that's my homework for you, is to meditate on maybe a thank you letter or a card. You could do it in sonnet or what's the one? Haiku? Haikus are acceptable.
I'll give you one right now.
Okay.
Jared, I thank you for occupying my mind with nonstop entertainment. Is that fitting?
That's perfect.
Does that stroke your ego?
It does. It in all the right spots.
Okay. Because listen, I know like when you're in these weird werewolf modes of like, this is what he needs. He needs people to be nice to him.
Yeah.
He needs a free hat.
He does.
He needs a free hat. He needs sunglasses. A shiny rock, something cool.
Someone take him out to the ball game.
Right. Maybe some particularly pungent shrubbery.
Perhaps.
Right. Right. And then I like to just sprinkle in a couple really, really mellow, very nice, mellow jams.
You do try to trick me with the songs.
I try to like lullaby you.
You think that I don't know, but I just like it. So I let it keep happening.
It works though, because you immediately become docile.
Well, of course.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the power of music, baby.
Right, man.
It's the power of pine saw.
Boom. Got him.
Did I ever tell you about that weird dream I had about Queen Latifah?
No.
I don't think now's the time.
Okay, we'll tell
you. We'll get into it later.
Right, I love you.
Yeah, thanks for the weird one here. We're walking each other home, man. I'd like to thank the ledge that Jared has led us upon.
Yep.
Don't jump, man. Don't do it.
I'm just happy to be here as an example for all of my fellow humans. I love you guys.
That it's okay to be an absolute charnel pit of psychosis for a couple days.
And realize that you're still just trying to love everybody at the end of the day.
Right.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
Sorry, Joe, about the sausages, bro. I deleted my comment. I felt shame. Okay.
You went so far out of your way.
I hung my head. And then when you were mad at me the next day, and I was like, what's the fucking deal, man? Like, why are you mad at me? And you're like, fucking talking to Joe Rogan about some sausage shit, dude. Like, what's wrong with you?
There's so much action all around you all the time. And you're choosing to like zoom in real hard. Real hard on the Joe Rogan sausage.
Yeah, man, you're totally right.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
I'm right in the middle of all of it always.
This sounds like a PSA more than like a
yeah, public service announcement, everybody. Take care of yourself, rest well. Vitamins, yeah. The food pyramid. Check the food
pyramid.
Have
you been drinking water at all?
I'm drinking right now source water, which is also part of my werewolf trip of Topo Chico not responding to my emails or DMs. So I said, you know what?
Wait.
I'll go to Wales for my water. Go ahead.
Hold on. You got tired of Topo Chico not hooking you up with free water.
I know. It's never been about free water, Christopher, and you know it's not about free
water.
For
me, it's about the
free water. I don't want to go to Walmart for my Topo Chicos, man. And all they got to do is invoices. That's all they got to do, and they won't even let me do that.
So, in your petty rage,
I went to Wales, and I got some source water.
Where did you buy this from?
The internet.
You ordered water off of the internet? Mm-hmm. Do you see what happens?
There's still topos in the fridge, man.
When you think the universe owes you something.
What do I think they owe me here?
That's your game to figure out.
No,
man, I don't have enough energy.
You're not understanding as a man who knows when it's time to move on because they're not playing ball.
How much time did you consume between Joe Rogan and fucking ordering artisanal water? How many hours of your life were wasted on something that should have happened in a moment?
Probably about 2 days.
Okay.
Probably about 2 days of my life.
You're doing that on purpose. You do realize that, right?
I'm starting to realize that now after tonight. And you
that you want life to be a dream so hard.
Uh-huh.
That you are willing
uh-huh.
to get bent the ever-loving fuck out of shape.
Yeah.
About another human being who has 200,000 people celebrating his breakfast.
Okay, man. I'll try harder next time.
But you were radiating that bullshit out into everything else around you.
Right.
But he knew he was doing it. And you wouldn't stop. Right?
Yeah, what is that? What's wrong with me?
You feel like the universe tells you something, man. Can't owe something to yourself.
What'd you say to me today? The entire universe is cheering you on.
It
is.
You
don't even realize it.
It is.
Well, that's the same for everybody. That's the message of it.
Yeah.
It's the same.
All right.
Just that baseball it? Game, man. Cheer for those home runs.
Thank you, Jared. Thank you.
I'm just here for the fireworks show at the end.
It was pretty sweet. You yelled deeper.
Deeper.
You were scaring some people. There were some children that were like, that guy is really loving these fireworks right now.
I've learned something about myself tonight, that I was a pyrotechnician in a past life, because that shit moves me to my core. There's nothing I want to do more than put $100 bills in a wine bottle and set them up and go boom.
You're like a cat with a laser pointer, man. You are.
I am.
You are.
I used to think of myself as a German shepherd who just wanted to get the ball, but I'm like, you're right, it's a cat in a laser pen.
Right, but like one of those like really, really, really lazy tabbies.
You think I'm lazy?
No. Okay. I'm saying that particular feline spirit that lives inside of you.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I really like what's going on here, but I'm not putting a lot of effort into going to make that happen.
No.
Right. Okay. Yeah, the universe is constantly celebrating you. Argue with me on that.
I don't want to argue anymore. I'm done being a werewolf.
Okay. I'm exhausted. No more.
Yo Duermo.
Oh my god. All right. I don't know. I think my brain is toasted.
I don't even know what year it is.
Jake, you got 2 cents over there, man? All right. He throws up the two-piece fingers.
All right.
All right. We love you so much.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.